A federal high court in Abuja has remanded a Binance executive, Tigran Gambaryan, in Kuya Correctional Center pending the determination of his bail application. According to media reports, the trial judge, Justice Emekinna White, gave the order after Gambaryan pleaded not guilty to the money laundering charges preferred against him by the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, EFCC, on Monday. The EFCC had accused Binance, Gambaryan, and fleeing Nadeem Anjarwala of concealing the source of the $35,400,000 generated as revenue by Binance in Nigeria, knowing that the funds constituted proceeds of unlawful activity. Meanwhile, Binance Holdings Limited and Tigran Gambaryan's arraignment were stalled on April 4 following an objection from Gambaryan's counsel, Mark Morty, SEN. Morty had insisted that his client could not be arraigned, following the failure of the EFCC to perfect service on Binance Holdings Limited. However, the counsel for the EFCC, E.E. Hinacho, noted that the second defendant was a representative of Binance in the country, adding that the charge was preferred on him on behalf of the company, but it was rejected. Ruling on the matter, Justice Na White said the service on Gambaryan on behalf of the company was proper. He held that Section 478 of the Administration of Criminal Justice Act stipulates that service must be effected on a chief agent of a company within the jurisdiction. Justice Na White added that all the prosecution needed was to establish that the person being served was an agent of Binance. The judge held, does the second defendant qualify as an agent of Binance? From the above statement, the second defendant is the duly appointed representative of Binance. The second defendant is bound to receive a summons on behalf of Binance. The service of the second defendant on behalf of the first defendant is proper. The court should proceed with the arraignment of the defendants. Moreover, he noted that in an affidavit deposed to by Gambaryan's lawyer, he claimed his client and Anjarwala traveled to Nigeria to attend a meeting with Nigerian government officials on behalf of Binance. The charges were then read to Gambaryan, but he pleaded not guilty for himself and Binance. The prosecution counsel requested a date for the commencement of the trial. But Gambaryan's lawyer, Morty, pleaded with the court to grant his client's bail application.